Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've talked before about due process. Due process is the notion that you should have notice of what's going on and an opportunity to be heard on something that affects you. And so what's happening now that's of interest to us is the issues with the courts and landlord-tenant hearings. Because we've talked about how there were moratoriums on evicting people during COVID. And some courts and some states and some cities have relaxed rules on that. And now eviction proceedings are taking place some places in America, not others. It's kind of like patchwork. Depends on where you are. It may or may not affect you if you're a tenant and you're behind on your rent, for instance. So CNBC looked at this and did a study, and they discovered that despite the fact that some courts are open, some courts are not open, and these hearings are taking place, the problem is that some of the trials that are taking place are barely trials. In fact, some of them are 30 seconds long, 30 seconds. The headline on CNBC is 30-second trials, judges muting tenants, the problems with virtual evictions. The story is sent to me by Troy. Thank you very much, sir. And Annie Nova wrote the story. And with eviction hearings across the country starting to open back up again, many of them are being done by the internet, Zoom, and so on. So by November 2020, 43 states had encouraged or allowed remote eviction proceedings, according to a study, and seven states mandated eviction hearings by remote methods. These virtual proceedings, which occur over video platforms like Zoom or WebEx, often deprive tenants of their legal rights, according to advocates. And I know a lot of people are going to say, Steve, if you don't pay your rent, get out. Well, yeah, but if there's a dispute, you're entitled to a hearing. That's all we're asking for is a hearing. So in other words, you get in front of a judge, you tell the judge your side, they tell the judge their side, the judge picks a winner. That's what happens. And I've seen these hearings take place because in Michigan, the district courts in Michigan, the state district courts, are the ones where these hearings are heard. And I've had a lot of cases in those courts as well. And so it's not uncommon. They have several different types of cases on a given day. And you might be sitting in court waiting for your case to get called and they call a landlord tenant. I've seen these things happen. I've watched them. And they last a few minutes. They're not necessarily, you know, three-day-long trials, but they last a little while, enough time for the judge to hear both sides and then to pick a winner. And that's what courts do. So here's the problem. People have been told to appear by Zoom who don't have computers, don't have the internet, and some of you might say, well, who does? Well, if you're having a hard time paying rent, internet and computers might be hard to come by also. So some people will actually have to call into these things by phone, which automatically puts them at a disadvantage because they're calling by phone and the judge can't see them. He can only hear them. So meanwhile, eviction hearings across the country have moved from the courtroom to the computer. Even though there have been rules against evictions, many places, the landlords still file them because it's almost always loopholes. So for instance, they can say it's the lease has run out. Even if it hasn't, for instance. That's an argument that people make. So the question then becomes, are you getting a fair trial? Housing advocates say that the remote hearings are often violating the tenant's rights. Participants are frequently muted. Internet connection issues are common. Multiple tenants appear on screen at once. And Lee Camp, a lawyer for tenants in St. Louis, said, we see virtual hearings that last 30 seconds. 30 seconds. There's no semblance of justice taking place. And I don't care how righteous your cause is. Your trial is going to last more than 30 seconds, win or lose. You should get more than 30 seconds to argue your case. So Camp has observed more than 50 remote eviction hearings during the pandemic, and he does not believe they're constitutional. In a brief to the Missouri's Supreme Court, he wrote, remote eviction hearings present insurmountable technological and financial barriers that prevent tenants from having a full and fair opportunity to be heard in violation of their due process rights. He said one tenant, just giving an example, an Army veteran, wasn't able to submit evidence in his defense because the court's electronic filing system only allows lawyers to file documents online. So that's a problem. He then made repeated trips to the courthouse to try to submit his documents, but he was turned away each time. He then tried to mail his documents by certified mail, but the mail didn't get to the court on time. So the guy says, I've got a defense, I've got an argument, I've got evidence, I want to show the court. They go file it electronically. Well, you can't, he's not an attorney. It doesn't allow you to. Then he says, okay, I'm going to take it to the court and hand it to somebody. We can't take evidence like that, sorry. So So then he tries to mail it in. Doesn't get there in time. Guy loses his hearing. And whose fault is that? So all the guy wanted was a fair hearing. Now, Camp appealed that guy's case to the Missouri Supreme Court, where the decision got vacated. And they sent it back down and said, no, give this guy a hearing and look at his evidence. Some other tenants might benefit from such an outcome, but obviously that's a lot of work to take it to the Supreme Court of Missouri. The attorney says, this was an incredible amount of lawyering over 2 weeks at all levels of the courts to get relief for one tenant. Of course, while working on this case, 90% of tenants who appeared on the eviction dockets during those 2 weeks would not have had the same legal assistance. So this guy kind of lucked out because he's got an attorney who's willing to handle this stuff. And these are like emergency motions and emergency appeals and stuff. And it ain't cheap. So either he's got to pay for it himself or find some, you know, group that's going to put the money up or hire these people. So before the pandemic, the eviction system was filled with problems for tenants and slanted in favor of property owners, according to the experts who study this. For example, just 10% of renters facing eviction have legal representation compared with 90% of landlords. And again, you know, you're guaranteed legal representation in a criminal setting if you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you. But in a landlord-tenant setting, no. And so, unfortunately, it slants the playing field. And there are organizations out there that will provide attorneys in some settings for some people. And it's a movement that's, you know, being started out there. So in those places where that's available, you discover that they get better results having attorneys. And so it's a big, big deal. Emily Benfer is the woman who did the study. The introduction of remote hearings brought disconnections and access issues, prolonged muting, trouble presenting evidence or sharing evidence with the wrong participant, prejudice against parties who are not able to fully participate, breaches of privacy, and reduced access to counsel, she said. And the muting of people is a problem because you actually hear stories where a judge getting fed up with people talking over each other starts muting people. And someone who's muted, depends on when they get unmuted, might not have gotten to say everything they needed to say. And if you're in a courtroom, a judge can mute you in essence by saying, shh, hang on, we'll get to you in a second. But as long as you're there, you're going to get to speak sooner or later. And, you know, it's different than if the judge just hits a button and mutes you and leaves you muted. More than 20 million Americans don't have access to the internet. Yet a poor or non-existent connection can cost people their homes in a virtual hearing. Benfer says, in a remote setting, inability to maintain a connection, loss of minutes on a cell phone, or lack of technology could all be construed as a failure to appear and result in an order of eviction. So someone's trying to get the connection going to appear remotely and it doesn't work. And the court goes, oh, they didn't appear. And they treat it like it's a default. Given the ongoing health risks associated with the COVID-19 pandemic, moving court procedures to a digital format, including eviction cases, helps keep all parties safe and ensures rental housing providers and renters alike have access to the courts as guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. Another example here is a gentleman who had a remote hearing for his eviction, and his hearing lasted 10 minutes. The lawyer representing the property owner that the man rented from appeared on screen, of course, in a suit and tie, and told the judge that the CDC's ban didn't apply to this case because he wasn't being evicted for non-payment, but due to the fact that his lease had expired. The attorney accused the man of lying on his declaration where he attempted to, you know, get the eviction being stayed. And at that point, the tenant asked, can we have a slight continuation so I can go get an attorney? And the judge said, I'm afraid that train has left the station. I've called the case. I've heard the case. And then the tenant tried to read the terms of the law that he thought supported his case. And the judge then asked the clerk to mute the man. And the judge said, I've heard enough of that, and then ruled against him. So, you know, I've seen judges act like that live in court. I've seen a judge actually say, shh, I'm done with you, stop talking. I've seen that. So judges can be rude in real life too. But the idea that you get a 10-minute hearing via the internet and you jump through all these technological hoops to get there, because not everyone is tech savvy like you or me, and they get there and they're trying to explain themselves and the judge cuts them off and says, no, 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 no. And 10 minutes later, just mutes you and makes a ruling. It makes you wonder. But getting back to the guy who had the 30-second trial, 30 seconds. Ain't nothing you can do in 30 seconds, especially when you understand that you have to call the case and that takes a few seconds. You might say, Steve, a few seconds. Well, when you only get 30 seconds, a few seconds is a lot. So I'm not saying that people who don't pay their rent should get to stay for free. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. I am saying that if you are entitled to a hearing, and in this setting you are, that hearing ought to be fair. And by fair, it means that you should be told about where the hearing is going to be, how you can attend the hearing, and then you should have the opportunity to attend the hearing, whether remote or not, and participate in a meaningful way. And if that means that you've got evidence, you should be allowed to show it to the judge on the other side and then let them fight about it and then let the judge make a ruling on it, but you should be allowed to do that. And the idea that a judge can actually make a ruling in 30 seconds is absurd. And the idea that someone gets told, submit your evidence electronically, when the people who run the court should know that only attorneys can do that in that particular jurisdiction. And you might say, Steve, what's up with that? Well, I do know that most courts nowadays have got the ability to e-file. And some courts require e-filing of certain things. And so if you can e-file something, you create PDFs and submit them to court. There's a whole process with a portal and you pay for it. And there are some courts, apparently, that say that they don't want that being used by non-lawyers. And they say only lawyers can do that. And so what they'll probably do in that case is make you generate an account with them. And as part of the account, they're going to ask you for your full name and your bar number. And, you know, I'm a lawyer in Michigan. I've got a bar number. And it's a 6-digit thing. It's a letter followed by 5 numbers. And so they would ask me for my bar number. I put my bar number in. And somewhere along the line, somebody probably looks and says, oh, is this person an attorney? And they go look at the bar. Oh, it is. He turns out Steve Leto actually is an attorney. And then they approve the account. And I can e-file stuff, right? And I can e-file stuff. And I have e-filed a lot of stuff. And so the idea that there's a court someplace that you cannot e-file if you're not an attorney, when you tell a non-attorney e-file, it's nonsensical. It doesn't make any sense, you know, literally. And so the notion is that they should be allowed to submit their evidence and have a hearing and be heard. It's impossible for anybody to explain their case in 30 seconds, especially if you're going to hear from both sides. That's 15 seconds apiece. And if there's any documentary evidence to look at, of course, that's going to take up some time as well. So all we're asking for is fair trials. And unfortunately, one of the big factors here is that the courts are so backlogged now that to clear the backlog, they are, in essence, being pushed to rush these things through. So in a time before COVID, they might have 20 landlord-tenant hearings a day in a particular court. Right now, they've got hundreds, if not thousands, backed up. And if they do them at 20 a day, well, they're never going to get anywhere because once COVID goes away, there's still going to be 20 a day going forward, not counting the ones that are back here. So to get rid of the backlog, they got to do more. How do you do more? Well, one way is to go faster. And I would say that's not the correct way to do it. Another way would be to perhaps bring in some judges or magistrates or other people, get some new ones, add some specifically for this task, or reassign judges, or somehow do it, but get more people hearing these cases, but give people a little more time. 10 minutes that somebody else complained about, it's possible to have a full hearing in 10 minutes. It's possible. It's possible. But 30 seconds, never in a million years. So that's crazy. So 30-second trials, judges muting tenants, and the problems with virtual evictions are going to get worse. Going to get worse. Troy, thanks for sending it. CNBC wrote it, and Annie Nova was the author of that piece. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law.
Animals are sentient, intelligent, perceptive, funny, and entertaining. We owe them a duty of care, as we do to children.